I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been busy this week, though. You've been checking out everything at Mandatory Minicamp, and you had a big takeaway, and I want to ask you guys to start off. 216-474-0092, as Daryl's takeaway involves, basically, this is being an awesome rookie class. How will this rookie class change the perception of Andrew Berry's drafting ability? Now, Daryl, you're not saying that anyone out of this class is already proven. You're not saying anyone out of this class has done anything at all. I don't want anyone to get that misconstrued.
I'm not fitting anyone for gold jackets just yet.
No, they're still doing, what did Deuce Daly call it, football in their pajamas or something like that?
Pretty much, yeah.
But you are really impressed.
By the way, great line.
Awesome.
Great, great line.
You're really impressed with what you've seen so far out of the rookies as a whole.
I like this rookie class. I am a big fan of Fannin from Bowling Green, the tight end.
Yeah.
I really love what I see from him. It's, you know, it's
he's just always open, it sounds like.
Yeah, and he catches everything,
from what,
too.
From what people describe to me, the man just always finds a way to be open.
I'm trying not to get too excited about Quinshon Judkins, but I'm really getting excited about Quinshon Judkins.
Okay, good.
And Samson's, you know, looks pretty good as
so
well.
So we interviewed Samson yesterday. He came on the show, and I was blown away at the humility that he had and just how humble he was, to the point where I started having to gas him up a little bit. Like, that was the SEC Offensive Player of the Year. And asking him about that game, Ohio State versus Tennessee. Now, yes, he was not a factor in that game, even though he was highlighted to be a factor in that game.
Yeah.
He acted as if he sat on the sidelines and didn't even get a carry in that one. Now, he referenced the injury he had and what happened in that game against Vanderbilt and everything associated with it. But
right.
The man, he was like, oh, yeah, I didn't really even start until the last year I had there. Go back and look at his numbers. He broke the Tennessee Vols all-time rushing record by the time he got to his senior year. And the way he acted as if he was third string on the depth chart there on that team. Like, unreal.
Yeah.
The humility that he had.
Yeah, real humble kid. So I like him. Mason Graham, it's hard to judge him right now, but I just have high hopes for him. I loved him coming into the draft. And so I've got high expectations for him.
I can't wait to see him play because the way he looks doesn't seem very intimidating. You know, he doesn't seem like he's like supposed to be this game wrecker. If you just took him at face value being around him, and then you watch him actually play,
it's
a different story.
Yeah, put pads on him and your
opinion
changes.
Just a completely different story, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm real high on him. And then, you know, hey, we'll see what ultimately happens with one of these two rookie quarterbacks. But, you know, they could be the icing on the cake. But I just feel like this particular rookie class, Jonathan, when I look at it, it has the opportunity, and part of it was circumstances, right? They didn't have a lot of draft picks in recent years because the Deshaun trade and whatnot.
Right.
Roster, the phase of the roster building they were in and whatnot. But I really feel like this has the opportunity to be as impactful for the Browns as we saw the 2017 and 2018 drafts be for the Browns?
Oh, wow. So you're talking Myles Garrett into Baker Mayfield, into Nick Chubb. I mean, just think about Baker Mayfield, Denzel Ward. That draft alone 100%. Is enough to be like, oh, my gosh, you've done it. You made it. Like, I don't know about you. Looking at drafts, obviously you need to hit higher on the, you know, the value picks and everything like that. But what it really comes down to for me, did you get your first round right? Did you get your second round? I don't need 100% hit rate. And I do think a lot of people with Andrew Berry, the way Andrew Berry's dug himself into a hole in a lot of these draft conversations, one Pro Bowler the entire time he's been drafting here, and that Pro Bowler right now isn't even playing in JOK. That's really tough. If you're going to beat those charges that you know how to draft, that's really tough. But I do tend to give him a little bit of slack. And for what you described, when you traded for Deshaun Watson, you gave away 6 picks in total, 3 first rounders. You gave away the farm in really trying to make sure you got the quarterback spot right. And so you did what you had to do. But ultimately, he has not been given the same shake that everyone else has. I understand why fans are frustrated, though. But this feels like the first time in a while where you're like, okay, he's had a full bevy of war room chests to go ahead and choose from and opportunities to go ahead and get this thing right.
Yeah, I mean, he's had 3 first-round picks in 6 years.
Yeah.
Of drafting, right?
Yeah.
Now, first two, well, I'm going to say Greg Newsom is a hit, okay? Because I feel like Newsom is a hit, even if he doesn't ultimately get his second contract here. He's been
because we usually judge it Pro Bowl or second contract. It doesn't seem like Newsom's going to have either.
Right. But I'm going to, we don't know how this is going to play out. So for now, I'm going to give him credit for that. But obviously, the Jed Wills thing, that stinks, right? That was his first pick, and, you know, Jed's obviously going to take the year off because, he needs to get healthy.
More like no one wanted him, am I right?
Well, I was trying to be nicer than you were.
I don't have to be. It's okay. Although, you don't really have to be either at this point with Jed Wills. It's okay.
Yeah.
He's not walking through those doors again. I promise you that.
Right, but I feel like that this is a true opportunity to grade Andrew Berry as well with this class, right? Because are we really going to grade him because he missed on 3rd-round wide receivers or 4th-round or 5th and 6th-round guys? Like, are we really going to...
Oh, for the longest time, that was kind of what it was. It was the 3 straight 3rd-round wide receivers. And we're like, all right. Well, and then we had to wonder, is it a drafting problem? Is it a developmental problem? Was the other side of that, which one are we actually supposed to put the blame on if he's taking all these 3rd-round wide receivers and none of them are working out? I think there's 2 things that were kind of going against Andrew Berry. One of them I think is really unfair, but I think it's just the reality of the NFL. Following up John Dorsey, I think, is an incredibly tough, tall task. Like you mentioned 2017 and 2018, and not only the picks there, but if we talk about just football in the previous decade, I don't think there's anybody for my money that did a better job of drafting. Let's go a little bit further than a decade. Let's say last 15 years than John Dorsey has done in the NFL. Think about it. He hit on Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt. That's a different team, but he hit on all those players that completely changed the Kansas City Chiefs franchise, won them Super Bowls, everything else associated with that. And then here, it's Baker Mayfield, it's Denzel Ward, it's Nick Chubb, it's Myles Garrett, it's all those other picks. Like, if you put the collection of talent together, I don't think anybody's done a better job than John Dorsey in the previous 10, 15 years of drafting guys. There's a lot of people he'd be going up against, but you can put his resume and the people that have drafted right there at the very top. So I think that's very, very tough. And I think that's something that Andrew Berry's had to try to work to overcome.
Yeah. And now he's had the assets to do that. I mean, you got to have the picks available to you. Yeah. So I think this is this has the potential when you're talking about impact game to game. I think this rookie class, not only are they going to be counted on to provide that impact, but I think that they're going to live up to...
Well, and unlike other classes, they'll also have a chance to do it earlier than most rookies would have an opportunity to do so. I mean, think about it. Those 2 running backs, they're going to be relied on heavily this year, I would imagine.
Well, Deuce Staley just said yesterday, hey, feel like those guys can bring back that dominant Browns run game that they used to have with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, where it was that 1-2 punch. And you would, they used to alternate drives. It would be the Nick Chubb drive for like 2 series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, defense is worn down. Now it's Kareem Hunt's turn to go in there and have a little fun for a couple of drives. And then, okay, let's go back to Nick Chubb after that. And they just were able to bludgeon teams on the ground. And I think the hope is between Junkins and Sampson, and let's throw Jerome Ford in the mix there,
too. I love Jerome Ford. I'm a big Jerome Ford guy.
Yeah, you throw him in the mix, too. Let's not forget, he's there, too. So... I think there's an opportunity, and quite frankly, they probably should rely on the run game this year than being typical pass-happy offense they've tried to be the last couple of years.
As a whole, though, with this rookie class, Mason Graham is going to be starting on this team. Judkins will be starting on this team. Really, everyone up until the Dylan Gabriel pick, Schwesinger is going to be starting. Harold Fannin will be splitting time with Njoku, but he's going to have starter-like opportunities at tight end. Like, everyone they chose up until Dylan Gabriel is going to be asked to have an actual meaningful impact on this team. Whether that's offensive side or defensive side of the ball, I think it's a big deal. 216-474-0092. Now, will Andrew Berry be the guy when all of a sudden everything does materialize? We're like, wow, you really did hit on that one. Time will tell, but will this rookie class change the perception of Andrew Berry's drafting ability? Again, 216-474-0092. That and more. It's Daryl Ryder, Jonathan Peterlin, Afternoon Drive with you guys right here on The Fan. We got a lot to get to in today's show, obviously. Brett Siegel, the man behind... It's his reporting that the Cavs have spoken in regards to Kevin Durant. He'll join us coming up at 3:20. So 3:20, he'll join us. Chris Bumbaca, NFL reporter at USA Today, is coming up at 4:20. And Joe Noga at 5:20. So we got a lot to get into. But in that first segment, Daryl just had me. He had me hook, line, and sinker with his expectations for this rookie class and how much...
Too much?
No, well, I mean, it is a lot. Not that I'm here for it, okay? Listen, I'm here for it mainly because I think Shador is going to end up being something in the NFL.
And you
I think
are the Shishil.
Thank you very much. I've understood I can't... If there was any thought that I would have that Nick would come back on Monday and everyone that I hosted with, he'd have a conversation with, and they'd sit there and they'd be like, he'd be like, so did Jonathan just wax poetic about Shador all day long? And they'd be like, no, where'd you even get that from? Not at all. Any dream I had of that happening... flew out the window. But I knew it was never going to happen with you anyway. So we might as well just completely swerve into what we are, which is a...
Look, if Shador does work out, and I'm not discounting it, the possibility is there, obviously. If he works out, and these other four or five rookies do what I think they're going to do, Andrew Berry is going to be in the Browns Hall of Fame for drafting.
Wow. I mean, you said last segment that the quarterbacks were basically looked at as, would you call them the cherry on top of the sundae or something, something in that effect?
Well, one's drafted in the third round.
If you believe that highly in these rookie players outside of Shador, if Shador turns into being a good NFL quarterback, I'm not even saying great, just a good NFL quarterback, and then any combination of Mason Graham, Judkins, Schwesinger, Harold Fannin, who you absolutely love, any combination of these guys, then you got hits left and right on top of taking care of the quarterback situation. Like, this could be a defining draft class for Andrew Berry when it's all said and done. Also with the understanding that if he doesn't get the quarterback situation right, we could be having the same conversation about who he ends up taking next year as well.
Right, absolutely. So if these guys do what I expect them to do, then I feel like people are going to be just fine with Andrew Berry having two first-round picks next year. We're not going to have...
We had so many discussions about it. Like, do you even trust the guy making the picks, all those type of things. And the early returns, and yes, it's incredibly early, but the early returns out of somebody that's been there every single day, and Daryl Ryder, is that you feel pretty good about this class so far.
I do. I loved what I have seen to this point, not only the offseason program, you know, rookie minicamp to OTAs through the veteran mandatory minicamp here. And so I am going to set the bar in the expectations. First of all, they do have holes, right? These guys, it's not only about Jonathan, them getting opportunities. They almost have to get these opportunities. They need, you know, you need Graham in the middle of that defensive line. That was a hole they needed to fill. Okay. Outside of David Njoku. Okay, well, Fannin, there you go. You didn't bring back Nick Chubb. Got a hole in the running back room. They drafted not one but two guys there. Okay, these guys are actually filling holes on the roster. JOK is not available. Schwesinger, they draft him. So, you know, these kids are getting opportunities for, I think, two reasons. One, they're good, but also two, there are legitimate holes on the roster that they are filling.
Yeah.
Or need. Maybe holes is the wrong word to use. Needs. So opportunities, however you want to describe it. And my expectation is that these kids are going to step in and they're going to do a really good job.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I like the idea of a lot of these different picks. Now, I think there's obviously going to be something that ends up happening that's not
somebody's
perfect,
right? Somebody's going to miss on one of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll look back 4 years from now and be like, geez, he took Schwesinger when Luther Burden was right there. We needed a wide receiver. Luther Burden and Caleb Williams have turned into one of the best wide receiver duos in the entire NFL. The hell was Andrew Berry thinking? But as long as he's hitting at a higher rate than most, and at least with a... at least having a full deck opportunity chance to do so. Yeah. That's what he was afforded this year. I'm excited to see it. Now, the only problem here is that if they lose a lot, we might end up really liking these guys, and it'd be a little bit too late almost to turn around and be like, boy, that was a really good job that Andrew Berry did there as new GM has already taken over and off to the races.
I'll tell you this. From my perspective, I think the only way Andrew Berry is not the GM next year is in two scenarios. One, this season just goes horrifically off the rails, and the rookies that I am right now glowing over don't perform, okay? Or two, the internal conflict stuff gets fired up again. Because when you look, and I've said this, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but it is true. For as much as the Haslams were criticized for the regularity with which they would change out the building, front office.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Head coach, right? One of the impetuses behind that And what would lead to those things is the GM and the head coach fighting behind the scenes and each one racing the offices to throw the other one under the bus. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you have two grown adults in Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski who not only conduct themselves as adults, right?
Yeah. I call them Bert and Ernie for a reason. Like, they're connected together. they seem like two best buds. That doesn't ever seem like the conflict just doesn't arise between the two of them. And I guess we don't really know.
Whatever conflict that they have, they keep between them.
They keep
them
between themselves. You never find out. That's what I was going to say. Like, obviously, we're not in the office buildings 24/7. So maybe there are things happening behind closed doors. But if they are, we don't find out about them. But even just knowing the two of them for as long as we've known them. And Daryl, you've been around them a lot. I've been around them a lot as well. And I've had conversations with both of them. They just don't give off the, you know, you can tell a vibe with somebody that is like, I'm going to tell the boss what's going on. You know, yeah. Like I'm going to be the snitch of the place. And I'm going to make sure that I'm first to tell this person reason X, Y, or Z. And then you also know the other guys.
Right.
And this is what I think, I think most people like to believe that they are. I guess we never truly know.
Yeah.
But most people like to believe that the guy that's like, you know, it'll work out itself in the long term. I just got to put my head down and do my work. And if I have a conflict, I'll take it up with that person personally. And that's all that
Which,
is.
Which, oh, by the way, that's the grown up way to handle your business.
And yes, for sure. And it feels like Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are those guys. So I'm not as concerned about that side of things. Now, you're right in pointing out, though, in meltdowns and when people fear for their jobs, people do things you wouldn't normally expect.
But if you look at the way this offseason has been approached, just collectively, Jonathan, do you get the impression that either one of these guys is looking over their shoulder, worried about their jobs?
Not at all. And that's why I'm dying to find out who exactly Kevin Stefanski tabs as the quarterback to start week one and the approach in that scenario. And we can get into that and we can lay that all out and further down the road. Maybe even today we can go down that road. I think there'll be little signs that tell you whether or not they think they are concerned about their job or whether or not they're trusting Haslam when he says they got a long runway. I wouldn't trust Haslam as far as I can throw.
I have a different take on when you're going to know if they're worried about jobs.
All right, go ahead.
It's during the season.
Okay.
Let's say they don't get off. Let's say they get off to the start that you, me, and everyone else believes they're going to get off to, right? It's going to be a tough start. Schedule's pretty difficult.
Brent Schwab 2 days ago on this station said it's the hardest opening six-game schedule he's seen in 20 years of covering the NFL on Yahoo.
Fine. Okay. I'm not going to argue with him. It is a gauntlet right out of the gate.
Yeah, you're not going to be favored in any one of those games, and you'll have the worst quarterback in every one of those matchups.
And oh, by the way, they also have to go across the pond and play the Vikings again in London as part of this.
Good
too,
point.
Right?
And that'll actually be the best quarterback opportunity you have in a rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
But even still, yeah.
So if there is dramatic changes made, right? In other words, if they don't stay the course, because that's to their credit, both Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are process-driven people who stay the course.
Right.
So long as the process is meeting the standards that they set for the process.
Yeah, they're hinky. Process over results, guys.
Right. Okay. If things get a little scattered there when it comes to quarterbacks and making changes. And I'm not talking about you're making changes because the guy got hurt. Okay, I'm talking about, well, we're going to bench him to try the next guy. And then we're going to bench him to try the next guy, right? If it gets into that, then I might say, okay, maybe some folks are concerned about job security right now. But if they really stick to their processes, especially if they go young with Kenny Pickett, right? Because there's an argument to be made. What do the Browns actually gain other than just selling to their fans, hey, look at us, we're trying to win? Organizationally, from an evaluation standpoint, when you have three guys in that quarterback room that are young,
right,
what do you gain by playing Joe Flacco right out of the gate? What do you learn about Kenny Pickett? What do you learn about Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel? Nothing, right? So for me, the only way you learn about those guys is by putting them on the field, right? That's one take. The other one, obviously, you play Joe because you're trying to win right out of the gate and get off to a good start and whatever. And then if you got to make changes, you got to make changes. And then the other thought is, okay, we'll pick one of the two kids, start them right out of the gate. Because, you know, if they can't beat out Kenny Pickett, then maybe you shouldn't have picked them in the first place. They shouldn't be here, right? So you drafted them. You should believe in them. Put them out there and just let them learn on the job.
Did he say should believe in them? Did he say that? I think you did. Was that subconscious or was that?
I heard it too.
You heard it too, right? We got a Chiconvert on our hands. Okay.
I don't know if you have a Chiconvert, but you know.
Was that intentional?
I have a shadrop now.
Was that intentional? Was that intentional?
Might have been a Freudian slip.
I think it was. Not to derail the thought, but I think it was.
I'm spending all this time with the shishil this week, so it does rub off a little bit.
You spend a couple days with me.
You know what? He ran one heck of a 2-minute drill to end minicamp yesterday. It looked
don't
good.
I know it, Daryl.
Don't I know it.
Boom!
216-474-2192. Daryl's really optimistic about this rookie class, and I love hearing it.
Am I too optimistic, though?
No, not at all. It's just, I mean, obviously they have to do it early, and they have to do it, but this is exactly, I mean, this is music to Andrew Berry's ears. He needed something like this. We went from laser eyes to all those stupid laser eye memes just disappearing like a thief in the night, just gone.
No, but what if because the meaning everyone of those memes
stopped,
changes?
Everyone stopped believing in him, and he needs something like this. He needs this rookie class that you talked about in the first segment to mirror one of the 2017 or 2018 classes,
we're
the John Dorsey
back the
classes.
Laser eye memes this year.
If they start playing great, if Schwesinger is one of the best defensive rookies, if Graham is one of the best defensive rookies, if Judkins has a 1,000-yard season and just goes off to the races, if Fannin is as open as everyone that goes to these practices tell me that he constantly is, then yes, we'll probably end up bringing these things back. But right now, the laser memes are on ice. And they have been for a little bit. And these are the charges that Andrew Berry has to now beat. Like, this is what he's up against. Your fan base, his fan base, doesn't think he knows what he's doing here. That's why I think it's so refreshing and so nice when you say these positive things about the rookies. Because, oh boy, does Andrew Berry need it. We need to start to have faith that this guy can know what he's doing. And yes, he had a lot of the cards were stacked against him because of the Deshaun deal. And it was hampered as far as the amount of draft capital that he had. But the capital he's been able to use in the previous now 5 going on 6 years that we've seen him do this is not hit nearly as often as he should.
No, but again, those are 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th round picks. So I don't have a high expectation that you're going to hit a whole lot. That's not to say you can't find talent in those rounds, because there are a lot of teams, about 31 of them in the National Football League, that do. But I think that this draft class can resurrect Andrew Berry's reputation.
216-474-0092. Jim in Strongsville up next. What's up, Jim?
Is today Andrew Berry's apologist day? Look, I mean, I get that he's had 6 years, guys. A blind squirrel can find a nut. He hasn't found a nut in 6 years.
Jim, I was thinking about that earlier today. I want to say that he knows what he's doing. I really want to say he knows what he's doing, because I think he does. But I could have just taken best player available on anyone's mock draft board with the picks he's had over the previous 5 years and done better than he's done so far.
Well, and Jonathan, the other thing about that is like, wow, the cards were stacked. Yeah, he stacked the cards against himself. Maybe Jimmy Haslam wanted to offer Deshaun the guaranteed contract. Andrew Berry was just fine with the deal in the draft picks for him. So I'm not letting him off the hook. And I also think that we're doing a little revisionist history with, the GM before.
John Dorsey.
Let's be honest. The big popular draft pick, he took Baker 1. Well, your job at number 1 overall was to get the best quarterback.
Also drafted Denzel.
And they did. Oh, that's the only – him and Chubb. If I'm not mistaken,
well,
we
geez, how many more good players do you want out of one draft class? Well, what are you talking about, Jim?
His job at number 1 was to take the best quarterback in the draft. Was Baker the best quarterback in that draft? No. So he failed. He didn't take Josh Allen. He didn't take Lamar Jackson. And I get it. Other people pass. That's your job, is to find the best. At number 1 was to find the best quarterback in the draft. And if I'm not mistaken,
he also hired Freddie Kitchens.
The guard they took ahead of Nick Chubb, didn't we like trade him in during minicamp because he was so bad? I mean, I get he had some big ticket guys, but he also had some
Dorsey's career was littered with being just basically a boom or bust draft guy, but the booms were so high. That's why we went to the Kansas City portion of it. He's the guy that drafted Mahomes, he drafted Travis Kelce, he drafted Kareem Hunt. Like he's had a lot of hits, Jim. He's had a lot of hits.
But what I will say is Andy Reid still who had more say in those drafts?
No, Dorsey was the one making those calls.
Dorsey was the one making those calls.
Yeah.
And he got let go. And who's still there?
Yeah, because the same reason why he got let go here. The dude runs hot. We all saw it.
I don't know, Jonathan. I mean, I have a feeling Andy Reid had a lot more.
Listen, this doesn't have to be. Not at those times. No, he didn't. And Jim, I appreciate you, man, as always. Not at those times. No, he didn't. And even right now, Brett Veach makes the large majority of those decisions. Andy Reid stays out of that draft room. He gets his say here and there, but he is not nearly as involved as people. It's not a 49er situation where you know Shanahan takes all the picks and Lynch is basically just a bobblehead in the corner. Like, it's not one of those situations. Now, Dorsey's, I'll for a very long time that you hear me on the radio, you will hear me say glowing things about John Dorsey.
I don't think that there's an accident that John Dorsey goes to Detroit.
Another good point.
And the Lions all of a sudden have instantly become a force.
Instantly, they take Aiden Hutchinson, they take Jahmyr Gibbs, they take Amon-Ra St. Brown, and they're boom off to the races. Like everywhere the man goes, it's like good draft picks just follow him. They just haunt him
from coal to gold.
He knows what he's doing. That's okay. Andrew Berry, I think that was big shoes for Andrew Berry to have to fill. And not having a lot of picks didn't help either. But Daryl suggesting that he might have this one on the right track.
Didn't help either.
Yeah, but Daryl saying he might have this one on the track. That's a good sign for him. That's all we're pointing out. It's a good sign for him.
I'm not apologizing for him.
You still got to see this one come through. Quick hits coming your way next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world.
Go Angel! Angel!
To the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry!
It's Quick Hits.
All right, let's stay in football. Obviously, a busy first hour in football. We'll do some NFL coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But Bengals rookie Shamar Stewart, the headline says could make shocking NFL decision. And in a wild turn of events, the Bengals might not have their first-round pick on the team for the entire 2025 NFL season. The contract situation is weird there, Daryl. They're not paying him the money, despite in previous drafts paying first-round picks even more money than what Stewart is asking for. I don't want to go as far as to suggest that he would sit out the season and then re-enter the 2026 draft like a lot of people on the internet want to do, but it's a very tenuous situation with him leaving camp and going back home.
Yeah, and this collective bargaining agreement, well, not even this one, going back to 2011 when they did the rookie salary slots, like it was to prevent stuff like this from happening and prevent the holdouts. And
it's supposed to make it obvious.
Right. And I mean, I think Junkins is the only one the Browns haven't signed of their rookie class. They got, the other six guys are already signed. Like, it's to make this easy. And,
I thought they signed Junkins the other day.
I think there's
Max, can you check that for us?
I think there's
Max
one
our,
rookie.
Max, our stats and research guy on the show, but it's only when it's good things that he wants to look up.
Okay.
So if I say, Mac, check that out for me, and Mac just doesn't care about it, then we're just not
going to... He doesn't move.
We're just not going to get that one checked out. Also, with every Mac confirmation, there's like a 75% chance... Sorry, it's too high. Like a 25% chance that the info is just wrong. It's just AI linked him to the wrong thing. And more times than not, the reality is I could have just looked it up myself in the time that I've been talking about him trying to find it.
The moral of the story the CBA was supposed to handle all this kind of stuff. It just seems like it's really, really ugly. And I don't know what it is about the Bengals front office, but this is like a regular occurrence with them, though. With this disputes with players, whether it's over language in contracts, whether it's about money... Like, this is just par for the course for the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right, Mac, what'd you find out?
Yeah, Judkins is the only one that has not been signed yet after Dylan Gabriel signed his deal.
Okay.
Points to Daryl.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh. Daryl won, Jonathan none.
So okay, so this is the problem that I have here though, because I have an article suggesting that he already has been signed. So I don't know what to tell you guys. You see, this is the problem here.
From June 4th.
Did you just use AI? Yeah, June 4th was 9 days ago, Bob.
Yeah, 9 days ago. I know, and I've gone back and I've looked at the other searches, and I'm not seeing anything regarding his contract. I'm seeing the projection that he should make about $11 million over 4 years.
But, oh, you're a dangerous research guy, man. You're a dangerous research guy. All right. I think you are right, though. I think you're right. We'll have to double check this, though, in between the break. I don't get bogged down in some of your research and statistics here, Mac. We can't do that. But after Dylan Gabriel got signed, I think we're in a good spot. Go ahead.
I've covered my fair share of absurd coaching searches, okay? But I gotta hand it to the New York Knicks, man. This is an all-timer. They're having a tough time finding Tom Thibodeau's replacement. They're asking anyone and everyone if they can speak with their head coach. This is NBA insider Shyam Charania on the Pat McAfee Show today.
Usually when you fire a coach like Tom Thibodeau that takes you to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, you would hope that there's maybe someone lined up. But we see right there, they've gotten 5 denials of permission. I don't know if they expected, you know, out of all those, Billy Donovan has 1 year left on his deal. So, you know, that was the most recent one that they requested, and that one was denied, and Billy Donovan is staying in Chicago. So,
is this normal? Is this normal? Because
this is 100% unorthodox.
Yeah, it's very unorthodox. I think they got a plan in place in some regard, and they're just shooting for the moon. As Fedor put it yesterday, you shoot for the moon. If you miss, you land among stars, which was my high school yearbook quote. This is just all they're playing with. I think they know the backup plans, and right now they're just seeing what else they can get that's better than currently their backup plan. It's making them look foolish, though, is the problem here, Daryl.
Yeah.
They're pissing off a lot of teams. They're making a lot of people mad, and they're looking very foolish in the process.
Well, I never understood why your friends in the desert had Kenny Atkinson with some pretty good odds to become the next Knicks head coach. And watching this coaching search, I kind of get why they included Kenny.
No, that one still remains very befuddling to me. I still don't understand why they thought Atkinson would leave a 64-win team to go to a team that I think has less talent than the team that he currently coaches.
But the less talent went further than...
No, but here's the real problem, though. The real problem is that the Knicks sent the message, you have to win us a title or you're going to be fired. Think about that.
I know.
How do you set that as the standard for a team that hasn't won a title in 50 years? They haven't won a title since 1973, and you're setting the standard out there that if you don't win the title, you're fired? He made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
He had the
best seasons they've had in 25 years. What else do you want from the man?
Yeah, I can't even say that about the David Blatt situation with the Cavaliers from the transition from Blatt to Ty Lue. That was more so just about, you know.
Well, by the end of
Blatt resting on his laurels from the European League.
He strongly did not understand that nobody cared about the accomplishments of what he did in a place that is not the NBA.
Right.
Just nobody cared. And he clearly
just
wanted to make sure.
Just could not read the room on that one.
I know. I always felt bad for him in an interesting way because he really thought he'd accomplished a ton in the end.
Having to tell him in the closing seconds of games, no, I'm supposed to get the ball, David.
it was a monumental failure. But ultimately, we got there. That's all
what
that matters.
What a disaster.
Omaha!
Do that one for one more time.
What a disaster.
There we go. I like that one. That's a good one. That's a top of the hour good one right there. All right, Magic Johnson defining a superstar on NBA TV. Here we go.
a person who can go on the road and sell the building now. I'm going to see that person. Mm-hmm. A superstar got to say, man, or you running home from the office and saying, oh, I got to see him on TV. Or they're trying their best to get into the arena to see that brother play. That's a superstar who can go on the road and sell the building now.
All right, now Magic, I mean, Showtime for a reason, right? Magic was that. Magic was that type of player. He sold out arenas. Everyone wanted to come see Magic when he came in town. He makes a decent point, but by that logic, you're only going to have a handful of superstars every 25 years. Like, who meets that criteria in today's NBA? LeBron still sells out every arena that he goes on. Steph still sells out every arena he goes on. I like Giannis. I like Jokic. Jokic comes in town, it's not a sold-out event. Jokic comes in town, as much as I like him, three-time MVP winner, he's accomplished a lot, he's won an NBA title. When Jokic comes in town, it's a hot ticket, but it's not the hottest ticket. You know, LeBron comes in town, the Beatles could be playing at First Energy and nobody cares. Everyone's like, we're going to see LeBron. Giannis comes in town, Mumford & Sons is selling out the place, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, Giannis is in town? Okay. All right, fair enough. So, like, I just say it's a high bar that he's set. And I think in the past 25, 30 years, it's MJ, it's Kobe, it's LeBron, it's Steph.
And that's about it.
I think that might be your list of people that meet that qualifications.
Yeah, I mean, for as great as Oklahoma City is, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's not selling out buildings, right?
Not at all.
Tyrese Haliburton is not selling out buildings for the Indiana Pacers when they hit the road.
Certainly not.
I don't hate or disagree with Magic's take there. I actually have to agree with him. Hey, are you tired of the umpire power trips? You know, just tossing guys for no good reason or for using the Magic words. Trevor Plouffe on the Talking Baseball podcast, I guess, had a little bit of a creative solution for dealing with these things.
Every other sport, they don't throw players out of the game. Like, they give you a penalty. In baseball, they just run the players, and now you go sit, and the people that come to watch you are like, what is going on? He's not playing anymore. That's ridiculous. So I'm going to propose something here, and I don't know if it's really going to work. And because we have ABS coming next year, maybe it just makes this a moot point. What if the umpire was mad at you, and he's like, stop arguing. I told you to stop. What if he just pulled out a yellow card, whatever it is, and your next at bat, you started with a strike? Or the next batter, if you're a pitcher arguing too much, you start with the ball. We already do that for pitch clock infractions, right?
Okay, so here's the problem with this, okay? I don't hate the outside-the-box thought. I always appreciate that type of thing. The problem that's going to arise with this, if you take away the balls and strikes power of the home plate umpire, what does an umpire love more than anything else? They themselves think that they're the show.
Yes.
And so when you take away this ball strike call of everything, they're going to find ways. This is my one concern I have about this whole ordeal. They're going to interject themselves into spots and games that they don't belong in. And so what they're going to end up doing is throwing themselves into situations where they're tossing managers, tossing star players, and once again making it about themselves. Like, you're just going to find other ways to make it about themselves. The same way that people in your life that just are like attention starved, you can take away other outlets that they could get their attention from, and guess what? They're going to find ways to go ahead and get their attention. It's only going to get more reckless and dangerous. Same thing here. They're just going to find ways, whether that's tossing out managers, tossing out star players. It's going to get ramped up to a million. And so the yellow card idea doesn't work, because that's even more of a look at me, Louie type moment. And they're going to live in that stratosphere. I'm so close to just making the whole entire thing. Get me the maid from the Jetsons already. I'm here for the robots. I want to kick them all out. I don't know how we do this.
We need something other than
giving these guys an opportunity to be the stars.
I just have the visual of the umpire pulling, here's a yellow card for you. Like, what are we doing here?
But he's going to think about it like he's giving somebody, like it's like the most impactful thing in the world.
Right.
It's too bothersome.
Keep throwing the guys out.
I also don't love the idea of being like, hey, that was going to be a really awesome J-Ram at bat, but he got that yellow card. And so he was down and out from Jump Street, and it just never really happened.
How many yellow cards can you get before you get tossed? That's another question you have to ask here.
Man, baseball, I love it. It's my favorite sport, but it just sometimes can be so lame. And taking soccer's practices isn't going to help it. People love soccer. You don't love the yellow card in soccer. You love the other parts of soccer. You don't love the yellow card. And that is quick hits. All right, we come on back. Some positives for your Cleveland Cavaliers. Who's got the most to look forward to? And the Cavs are on top of an interesting list. We'll play that and more. Brett Siegel, Clutch Points NBA Insider, will join us coming up at 3:20 as well. It's Jonathan Peterlin and Daryl Ryder, Afternoon Drive, right here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.